Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verse 54. Luke chapter 22 and verse 54. He said, "Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, 'This man was also with him.' And he denied him, saying, 'Woman, I know him not.' And after a while, another saw him and said, 'Thou art also of them.' And Peter said, 'Man, I am not.' And about the space of an hour, confidently affirmed, saying, 'Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean.' And Peter said, 'Man, I know not what thou sayest.' And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, 'Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.' And Peter went out and wept bitterly." I want to preach just a few minutes, and I'll try not to be long tonight, on this thought: the look that transformed a failure. The look that transformed a failure. As we look at this today, and we see that this was a time when Jesus was taken, and you know this story, he was taken up before the high priest, and they were going to evaluate him, and they knew already what they was going to do. They had determined that they were going to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. They was going to put him to death, and so they bring him to the high priest's house, and the Bible says that Peter followed afar off. Let me just say something tonight. It's if we're going to follow the Lord, we better follow close to Him as we can. Amen. If you get to following Him afar off, you may do things, God, that's contrary to the Word of God. You may do things that's contrary to your Savior. You may do things that's contrary to what you think you ought to do. Amen. They said Peter was followed. He followed Him afar off. And you, when you look at this, yeah, that'll make you worry. And you get to seeing what took place, and they begin to question Peter about who he was. Amen. If we don't know who we are, we ought to know. We ought to figure out tonight where we are, who we are, and where we stand. Amen. We have to settle in our hearts and our minds today that we are a child of the King. We're a servant, a living Savior, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we're just going to stay faithful to Him because He's always been faithful to us. He's never done anything contrary to His Word. He's never done anything to hurt me. Has He ever done anything to hurt you? Amen. It always bothers me when people get upset with something that happens in the church. The first thing they'll do is quit on Jesus. And Jesus never done anything to hurt church folk or any other folk. He's always been there to help us and encourage us and get us through things when we come together one mind, one accord, and seek His will and His way. He makes provision for us. He gives us that help that we need. Even when people are coming up against us and accusing us of things, just like they did Peter, I praise God, we have a Savior who is real. But I want to preach just a few minutes on this thought, if I can, on looking at a look that transformed a failure. As we look at here in verse number 61, he said, "And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter." Now, Peter had just denied the Lord three times. Now, Peter, he had told Peter and the other disciples when they were praying in the garden, he said, "Watch and pray, praise God, watch and pray." And they were tired, they were wore out, they were caught down, bombarded from the turmoil of this world, and they just they were so fatigued by everything that was going on, they couldn't hold their eyes open. Amen. And while Jesus was off praying and seeking the will of the Father, praise God, said, "Not my will, but thine be done. If I pray in any way possible, let this cup pass from me." But he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." We ought to thank that Peter and the disciples, amen, those that had been walking with Jesus, had that he had befriended, that he took in, that took care of for all these 3.5 years, that they would have had his back. Amen. That they would have been praying fervently with tears, just like Jesus was, that God's will would be done, that God take care of this great man. Amen. But beside that, they were sleeping. They were wore out. Now the Lord already told Peter that they would forsake him. If you go back in Luke 22, verse 31, the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired thee to have thee, to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." Amen. In other words, he said, the devil's asked permission to shake you up. The devil's asked permission, praise God, to shake you to the very root of your soul. Amen. Verse 32 said, "But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Amen. The Lord said, Peter, you're going to fail. Amen. Said, you are going to fail. But he said, when you're converted, when you come to yourself, when you realize that you fail and you ask forgiveness and you get back right with God, he said, "I want you to strengthen your brethren." But Peter said to him, verse 33, now watch this. He said unto him, "Lord, I am ready to go with thee both to prison, into prison and to death." Amen. He said, "Hey, listen, I'm ready to go with you wherever you go, whatever you do." And you know, a lot of us, we'll say that. And it's easy to say that this evening sitting in a church where there's no opposition. Amen. But when you get out there in the world and you get where the rubber meets the road, I wonder what it would take for us to deny the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I'd never do that." That's what Peter said. And he walked with God. He walked with the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew that this was the same. He had not admitted. They said, "Who do men say that I am?" He said, "Well, they're this one or that one." He said, "Well, who do you say I am?" He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Right. Amen. He said, "That's who you are." Amen. He said, "I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to be with you." He said, "No, Peter, you walked." Lord says this in verse 34. And said, he said, "I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me." Not only did he say this, not only did he not say, praise God, he said that you're going to accept me, you're going to receive me, you're going to tell, "Hey, praise God, I'm one of his disciples, I'm with him, praise God, whatever you do, praise God, I'm with this man." He said, "You're going to deny that you even know me." Amen. God help us today that we won't get into such a situation, a predicament, that we would ever deny the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, if we deny him, praise God, in this whole world, said, he'll deny us before the Father. Amen. We better stay with the Lord. But I want you to notice this look. Amen. Notice the look. It was a look that transformed Peter. Amen. He'd done deny the Lord Jesus Christ 3 times. And while he was yet speaking the 3rd time, the cock crew. The old rooster, they told on him. Amen. And so we see the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said that, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Amen. Hey, the Lord knows the thought intents of heart. He knows everything that goes on in us. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, all these people, they would ponder things in their heart and wonder why this man did or said what he said he done. And Jesus already knew their thoughts. Amen. What they were thinking, the question they were thinking, Jesus would answer out loud. Amen. Hey, don't ever think that you can think something and the Lord not know about it. Amen. Hey, we know that he knows when we verbalize it. Praise God, he knows about it when we think about it. Amen. That's scary, isn't it? Amen. It's scary because he does. Amen. So I want you to look. He turns around and he looks at him, and it was a thoughtful look. Jesus was troubled. Amen. He had done told Peter, amen, what was going to take place. And he done told Peter just moments, just a few hours before this. He said that, he said, I'm going to go with you, even to prison, even to death, whatever, so I'm going to go with you. He said, no, Peter, he said, you're going to deny me thrice before the cock crows. Amen. And he turns and he looks at Peter. Can you imagine the kind of look? He said, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Just wasn't look at, but he looked upon him. I mean, the Lord turned around and looked at Peter and he looked plumb through him. Amen. He looked plumb through Peter. He sees every essence, every fiber of who Peter was. And the Lord was troubled. Because, can you imagine, the Lord said, you know, I've walked in, and he knew he was going to do this. He knew the extent that he was going to do it. But yet the Lord turns and he's like a troubled look, praise God, because he said, you know what, I told him he would do this. Peter already had a confidence in himself. Amen. The Lord said that we would fail and come short of the glory of God. That we all do. So in order to put a banner up before us, and in our hearts and our minds, praise God, I'm going to try to be steadfast. I'm going to be mindful that the Lord said I'm going to sin and come short of His glory. And I need to be very vigilant about that taking place. Amen. Remember, the Lord's watching us. He sees what's taking place. Amen. So he had that thoughtful look. He's like, what's going on with you, Peter? He said, didn't we just discuss this a couple hours ago? Amen. Didn't I tell you that this was going to happen and you rebuked me? You said, no, you know, I'm not only going to go with you. He said, if I have to die, I'll die. Amen. And so he gives him that transforming look, praise God, that changed Peter forever. Because Peter realized that he had messed up. Amen. It was a look of condescension. Amen. He looked at Peter, praise God. It was as though Peter was a traitor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, hey, listen, so they brought him up. They brought him to the high priest. They brought him in there. And these people are questioning about who he is and said, aren't you with him? Aren't you one of them? Aren't you one of his disciples? Aren't you the Galilean that was with him as he journeyed in this world? And Peter says, no. He said, I don't know who you're... He said, I don't know this man. He said, no, I'm not with him. Amen. He said, no, I'm not one of his. It's easy to sit here tonight and say, you know what? I would never deny the Lord Jesus Christ. We never know what we'll do when we're put into a situation. Amen. Before we're out of this world, we may have to make that kind of choice. Amen. We need to make it to now just decide whose side we're on. Amen. Praise God. And never, ever condescend and not recognize and realize that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. I don't want to be counted as a traitor when I get to heaven. Amen. Praise God. I want to be counted as one of those that love the Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved me. Glory. And see, we see that look of condescension. And then we see that look of wisdom. He knew what Peter was going to do. He had already told him. And so we see that look. But hey, no, there was no words there, Brother Jeff. They was just a look. Can you imagine Peter's soul melting within him when Jesus, when he denied him that third time and that rooster crowed out there, and while the words are still coming out of his mouth, Jesus turned around and looked him between beak and bill. Amen. He never had to verbalize it. He said, Peter, I told you you'd deny me. Amen. Well, don't you know how that shook him to his toes? Amen. But it was a look. But it was a look. Brother Adam, it was a look of love. It was not a look of condemnation. The Lord looked at Peter with a look of love. He said, Peter, I told you this was going to happen. I loved you. I care for you. I showed you up front what was going to happen because I love you so much. Amen. But he had that look of love, praise God. Amen. It wasn't the look of a malice or hatred or anything like that that tore Peter up. It was that look of love from the Savior. It was that look that Peter had and the disciples had saw so many times in the eyes of Jesus. Amen. Can you think of the times, amen, when you've condescended against him, you've done those things that's contrary to his word? How you broke the heart of God and made him sad? But then he just looks down on you with that heart of love. Praise God, he just encourages you. Glory to God, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. How many times has the Lord just turned and just looked upon you? Knowing exactly where you're at, knowing just exactly what you've done, where you've been, but do you know that Jesus still loves you and He cares for you, and He gives you that look of love. Amen. Praise God. Not only was it a look of love, but it was a secret look between Peter and Jesus. Nobody else caught that. Amen. Nobody else saw that look of love that Jesus gave to Peter. And that look that Peter gave back to the Lord. It would come down to a day when Jesus would ask him after the resurrection, he'd say, "Peter, do you love me?" Amen. Again, he would ask him, he said, "Peter, do you love me?" Amen. And then the third time, praise God, he'd say, "Peter, you denied me thrice." Peter, the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Amen. Praise God. Peter said, he wasn't holding back then. He said, praise God, there was a look that transformed this failure into somebody that would become successful. Amen. What did it do to Peter? Number one, it refreshed his memory. Amen. He said, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord. How many times in our Christian life are we bebopping along and all of a sudden we remember something the Lord said to us? Amen? Now, the Lord doesn't speak to us in an audible voice, but He speaks to us through His Spirit and through His Word. Amen? And He tells us the things that we need to know. He communicates with us with a heart of love and the love of God. And so Peter he's refreshed by his memory of what the Lord said. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord. How refreshing is it when we remember the word of the Lord? It don't matter who we are, where we are, what situation we're in, but we remember the word of God, how that He loves us and He cares for us and He's promised to always be there for us. Amen. Even when we're not there for Him, even when things just don't play out the way we'd like to. Amen. Because the Lord is still there for us. Amen. So the Lord remembers. He remembers the Lord. He remembers what the Lord said. He remembers the Lord's face. He remembered the love in those eyes that Jesus had for him. Amen. I praise God. He appealed to Peter's consciousness. Amen. He appealed to his consciousness. And how he had said before. Amen. He brought it all back. How many times in your life have things been going on and the Lord brings it back to your mind? How good and gracious and merciful and kind. How much He loves you and cares for you. Amen. I'm glad in our consciousness of praise God. God puts that in there. You can't get away from it. And God brings to your remembrance and He brings to your consciousness that there is a God and He's real. You realize He's your God today? Amen. Praise God. He's there to help us if we'll let Him. Praise God. What does it do? It begins to do things, praise God, that we never thought it could do. It begins to happen in a way that encourages our hearts, praise God, to be a witness for Jesus. You get to Kate Heppins and you don't care. You just get to praising Him and giving Him glory. Amen. And the people think, well, look at that fanatic. Amen. And then a little while later, praise God, they're going, whoo, whoo. Amen? Amen, praise God. I said, maybe he ain't fanatic. Whoo. Amen. Glory. They start getting a little on them too. They start getting encouraging. Amen? What it done? It set Peter apart. He said before the cock crew, they said, Peter went out. Amen? Hey man, it severed Peter out of the group. Amen. It called him out. That's what the Lord does when He looks at you. A look, praise God, that transforms a failure. A look, praise God, that'll separate you out from where you are. Peter was separated out from the crowd. Amen. He said he went out. Peter went out. Amen. Praise God. That look that Jesus gave him, praise God, it separated from that crowd, those crowds that was ridiculing and put down and accusing him. Praise God. That look that the Lord Jesus Christ gave him, praise God, it transformed him. Amen. And from the failure that he was to being something that God could use for his glory. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He severed him out. He separated him unto himself. And Peter went out. Amen. The Lord didn't have to tell him, say, Peter, you better get out of here. Amen. No, sir. Just with a look. No words, but just with a look, praise God. Peter separated himself. Glory to God. He said he went out and wept bitterly. Amen. And what did it do? It broke it broke Peter's heart. Peter's heart was broken because he had done just exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ told him he'd do. Amen. I want to say, hey, listen, Dave, we're no match for the devil. Amen. We're no match for the devil, praise God. We can't fight this fight alone. We've got to have somebody to help us. So God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he just a look at Peter, praise God. A look at transformed this fellow Peter from a failure, praise God, to somebody that can be useful and used for the glory of God. And Peter separated himself unto the Lord because his heart was broken. Because he had done things contrary to the Word of God, just exactly what Jesus said he would do. Amen. Me and you to do the same things, praise God, if we don't ask the Lord to help us and allow him to. Amen. We'll all be in this same predicament. So Peter went out and he wept bitterly. Amen. What did it cause him to do? I believe it caused Peter to go out and pray a little bit. He wept and cried. I believe he repented. I believe he asked God to forgive him of his sinfulness, to give him strength, and to help him to be strong. To help him be the kind of man that Jesus said you need to be. He said, watch and pray, praise God, lest you fall into temptation. Amen. We better weep. We better pray. We better ask God to help us that we don't fall into temptation. That transforming look, praise God, that transformed a failure into somebody that could be used of God. Amen, praise God. He set him to praying. I believe Peter got to talking to the Lord. He got to talking to his Heavenly Father. I believe he got to down on his knees and on his face. He said he went out and wept bitterly. Amen. He cried heartfelt tears because of his lack in what his lack of standing in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. And God gave him courage. There'd be a day when Peter would remember that, and he'd remember what his Savior went through. He'd remember the predictions that God had predicted, the things that he'd do, Brother Kevin. And he realized that they was coming a day. The Lord had told him. He said, one of these days when you're old, Peter said, hey, listen, he talked about John. He said, what about this fella? He said, don't you worry about this fella. If he tarries, I come, praise God. You need to worry about Peter. Listen, today you're the only person you need to worry about. Praise God. If we get ourselves right and we get ourselves anchored in the Word of God, God will help us to bring others along. Amen. Praise God. We got to be steadfast, unmovable, abiding in the work of the Lord ourselves. Praise God. Then we can begin to help others along the way. What did the Lord do? Peter went out and he wept bitterly. He got things made right with the Lord. Amen. Then he'd go over here in John and the Lord would ask him, praise God, he restored him, amen, to his work. Amen. To giving the gospel to those others. And God gave him the courage that he would need to stand the test of his faith, praise God, and the test of those, the enemies all around him in the time of persecution that they was going to go through. Through this, Peter got just a little taste of what it's going to be like when the world began to ridicule him and put him down. Hey, they didn't say nothing bad to him. They just said, hey, listen, you was with him. Amen. Hey, you was with this Jesus. Your speech betrayed you. You're a Galilean. You were with this man. He said, I know him not. Amen. But it gave Peter courage. He looked back on there through this remembrance that God gave him. Praise God. When that cock crew and Jesus looked at him And that look, I believe that look stuck with Peter for down through the ages. When it come time, praise God, when he told Jesus told him, he said, one of these days, praise God, you're just going to lift up your arms and somebody else is going to gird you about. He was talking about the way that he had end this world and leave this life. Praise God. And he said, Peter was crucified. And they say, he said that he had the courage to stand and having done all, stand all the way to the end. And when it come time for Peter to die, he said, I'm not even worthy to die like my Savior. And they said he was crucified upside down. Amen. Praise God. What happened? Just through a look that transformed a failure, praise God, into a positive preaching machine. Praise God, that would go out and preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Through the rebukes and through the persecution, he would just keep preaching the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He gave him courage to finish the course. He gave him the courage to die for the Lord Jesus Christ. So he was right, having come full circle. Peter was right. He said, I am ready now both to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And in the end, Peter done both. Peter ended up in prison. Amen. Praise God. They told him, said, preacher, Peter, don't be preaching anymore in this name. Said, you brought the wrath of all Jerusalem down on us with the death of this man. He said, don't preach Jesus no more. He said, hey, Peter just looked between beak and bill. He said, should we obey man or God? Amen. God gave him that courage. Praise God, having done all, stand. The Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and it changed his life forever. Amen. When Peter was over there, and Peter was always kind of haphazard. He was always a hands-on man. He was ready to go all the time. Amen. When him and John went running to the tomb, the Bible said that John outrun him, and John stooped down looking in the tomb. Peter just slid on in. Amen. That's the kind of person Peter was, praise God. He just slid on in the tomb. They said, Jesus is gone. He just slid on in, looked around, said, yep, he ain't here. Amen. John evaluates situation. He looked over and seen the bedclothes lying, and he saw the napkin about his face folded up neatly, laying where his head had been, and said, glory to God, Peter, look over yonder. Look at that napkin. The one is about his face. It's folded up, and it's laid there. I say, praise God, he's not finished yet. He'll be back. Amen. Praise God, a custom of the time. You had to leave the dinner table. You take your napkin, fold it neatly, and put it beside your plate. Then let the waiters or servers, praise God, know that you weren't finished yet. You had to leave for a minute for business or whatever, but you was coming back. Amen. Peter got to see all this, and it made Peter a better man. And when Jesus Christ himself looked at Peter between beak and bill on this day, praise God, he said, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Praise God, when he looked upon Peter and Peter looked upon him and their eyes met, praise God, Brother Kevin, it changed his life forever. Amen. What about the day that we looked upon the Lord Jesus Christ? The Lord Jesus Christ looked upon us. Saw us as we were, and loved us anyway. Amen. Come down to where we was, saved us by His marvelous grace, wrote our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. The same Lord that gave Peter courage to live and love and to die a martyr's death is the same one that, praise God, loved us and will help us to do the same. Amen. Praise God, having done all to stand and just proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. There's places all over this world, Brother Bobby, tonight where the Muslims is trying to take over and they make people recant. If you won't recant, deny Jesus, they'll kill you. They'll cut your head off. They'll slay you. Amen. God help us that we'd have the courage to just say, praise God, all you're doing is threatening me with heaven. I'm going to my life's witness. I'd hope it would be. Praise God, I'm going to, you may do that, but I'm going to go be with Jesus where He is. Because He's prepared for me a place. I would to God that you'd be saved too. Believe on Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Amen. Might be the last thing you say before they take your head off. But glory be God, wouldn't it be a testimony? Wouldn't it be a witness for Jesus Christ, our Savior? Amen. Because of that transforming power, because of that transforming look, that transformed a failure, amen, into somebody that was successful, that would lead a successful life, have a successful ministry, would lead the thousands to Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, Peter was preaching the gospel, and thousands come out to hear him. Amen. They said, he's just one of them old drunken Galileans. Amen. He said, we're not drunk. There's not none of them drunk. He said, Ben, this is just the third hour of the day. In other words, he said, hey, listen, if they was drinking, they wouldn't have enough time to be drunk. Amen. But he said, they're filled with the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that's a preaching to your heart. It's the Spirit of God that's trying to show you a living Savior who's Christ the Lord. And the Bible said those people believed on Jesus Christ and they was added to the church daily, such as should be saved. And Peter just kept a preaching. Amen. He was ridiculed. He was put down. He was jailed. Amen. But the Holy Ghost of God brought him out of the jailhouse. Took him over to the house. They was praying. We know the story. They was praying at the house. He went over and banged on the door. The angel let him out of the prison house. And the young lady at the door heard him, and she went running there and said, hey, you got to come. It's Peter. He's at the door. And they said, that can't be Peter. Peter's locked up in prison. Peter's probably going to die. If he ain't already dead, it must be his ghost. Amen. Praise God. But it wasn't the ghost, praise God. It was Peter full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Spirit. And he come in and they opened the door and he went in. He said, hey, listen, this is what took place. They thought they'd shut us up. They thought they'd quiet us down. But glory, hallelujah, I'm not going to deny him. I'm going to uplift him. I'm going to give him praise. I want to tell you, the look that turned a failure, praise God, into somebody that was a worshiper and a praiser of God. Amen. The same word, the same look, the same person is still saving old sinners today. Amen. Peter said, we got to be a preaching the gospel. We got to keep at it. Amen. So he told these folks and he eased on out. And they got to looking for him the next day. He went down to the prison house and it was shut up all tight and everybody just like it was the night before. But Peter was a missing. Amen. Praise God. Holy Ghost God done brought him out there, and they said we went down there to, we found the prison house shut up soundly, but praise God, Peter wasn't in there nowhere. Amen. And about that time, the others come in and said, yeah, we know where Peter's at. So him and them others down there at the synagogue center, they're preaching. They're preaching Jesus, praise God, just like they did before. Amen. Holy Ghost power on him because of a look, because of a transforming look from the Lord Jesus Christ. Just looked at him and said, I told you so. You can't do it without me. Amen. But Peter put his eyes on Jesus, praise God, and he began to preach the gospel. Amen, praise God. And he began to do it in the right way. He was anxious while he was waiting on the Lord. I started telling you a while ago, he was waiting on the Lord. The Lord said, just wait for me. And Peter said, wait and meet us in Galilee. They're going to meet him over in Galilee. He said, we might as well go fishing. Amen. Might well go fishing. They got out there and got to fish and fished all night and hadn't caught a thing. Amen. Hadn't caught a thing. Because Jesus said, I'll make you, if you'll follow me, I said, I'll teach you to be fishers of men. Amen. I'll teach you to be fishers of men. And he said, hey, listen, we hadn't caught a thing. He said, have you any meat? And they said, we ain't got nothing. Fished all night. Amen. Ain't caught a thing. And he said, throw it out on the right side. Amen. Praise God. When they did, they went about a school of fish, had great fish, large fish, filled the net. Amen. And Peter, when he saw them great big fishes in that net, praise God, he said, that's the Lord. John said, that's the Lord. Amen. And Peter said, girded on his fisherman's coat. The Bible says, because he was naked. That's where he didn't have nothing on but his underclothes. Amen. The undergarment that they wore. And he jumped into the lake and went to swimming toward Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. He wanted to get close to him. Get close to his Savior. Praise God. They got down there and they pulled those fish up into the bank. And the net didn't break, even though they were great big fishes. Praise God. There's a whole another message to that. But praise God, Peter was in the midst and he saw the mighty hand of God. I'm talking somebody that was transformed by look. Amen. Brought him from that he was to that he was going to be. And God began to use him, amen, in a mighty way for his glory. Set him up for the Pentecost. Set him up to preach the gospel. Set him up to be disciples of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. To all the days of their life. There was no place to quit. Amen.